What's up, everyone? It's me, AJ, and you're listening to Housewives Happy Hour with AJ.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back, everyone, to Housewives Happy Hour. So excited to be back this week. You know, the last couple weeks have been very slow. We've had a Housewives drought for the first time in a while, but we're back. And I'm talking about the Jersey premiere, obviously, today because, wow, what a premiere. And I just want to also share that, you know, while Jersey is the only franchise that's currently airing, I am still watching Vanderpump Rules, I am watching The Valley, and I'm watching Summer House. However, I just haven't been motivated to do recaps on it. I've been enjoying I've been enjoying all the shows, and I heard that The Valley will not be getting a reunion, which is very disappointing because a lot has been going on in The Valley. Vanderpump Rules, I've kind of had the same stance on it, so if you're wondering where I am, I've still felt the same about Vanderpump Rules as the last time we discussed it. And Summer House is obviously, you know, doing really well, and so I've been enjoying watching that. Other than that, let's get into Jersey. Let's break it down. First of all, what an opening sequence. I mean, I posted this opening sequence on my Instagram a few days ago, and I had several thoughts run through my mind because I honestly don't know what's going on in this clip. However, the opening sequence that I'm speaking of is this, you know, apparent sit down at Rails Steakhouse, which is a Jersey staple at this point. And I actually have no idea what's going on, but I have a few theories. It could be between Teresa and Rachel. I also heard of some very interesting drama between Danielle and Jennifer that could be played out. I think this is kind of an interesting sit down, though, because the Jersey cast is definitely divided. We have another season of yet another division. So this could go anyway, really, because we actually have new divisions. We have this new, you know, drama between Jackie and Margaret that's going to unfold. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is known at this point because at BravoCon it was shared that Jackie would be joining Teresa's panel, which is very troubling for a lot of the Teresa fans out there because Jackie and Teresa have not, you know, in theory, gotten along over the years. And so now they are getting along. So we have a clear division in the Jersey cast that I don't know is going to be sustainable for a Jersey future, which is something that we've talked about multiple times on this podcast. So the opening sequence for me was very interesting to watch, and it just made me more excited for this season. So we got a pretty large slot for Rachel at the beginning of this episode with her family, and she's really the one who's catching everybody up on the season. And I, you know, we're still reeling off of the reunion that we had last season where it was revealed that Louis had the cast investigated and specifically had Rachel and John Fuda investigated, as well as Margaret. And I guess her son was contacted at work. I still really want to dive into that because I really don't know to what extent, you know, and why, and just, you know, I just want more of an explanation on that. And so, because I feel like we didn't really dive into that, we didn't really get an explanation as to why they were being investigated or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I would love more information on that. I want to know, and I agree with Jen Fessler because I think she said it later in the episode, you know, I want to know the explanation behind that. And before I really like jump to a conclusion and whatever. I mean, obviously Teresa's done things on the show that have just been very idiotic and chaotic. However, she is the last standing OG for this franchise. And I do feel that if Jersey lacked an OG, I don't know about the future of Jersey if we lose an OG and Teresa is the last OG. So I think we need to kind of dive into that a little bit more, which I'm assuming we will. So we did get to see Melissa and Joe's new house, which, by the way, is gorgeous. I think it's absolutely beautiful. I know that they were getting some hate online because, like, the windows weren't lined up and everything. But, you know, I guess there's always going to be haters out there. It did look a little funny from my perspective. However, looking at it now, it looks absolutely gorgeous. I have to say, I love the backyard. It's like kind of like an angled lot, but they have a pool. And I think it's a beautiful house. I still don't fully know why they moved. I can't really remember if they had said it before because I did like their house before, so I don't know, you know, if it was just, because this one seems just as large. I don't know. Maybe it's just in a different area that they want it to be in. I don't know. But I do have to say it is a beautiful house, and congratulations to them. I did love that we got to see, you know, Gabriella packing up for college and also Antonia packing up for college. I think it's just so, it's crazy because, you know, the show's been on for 14 seasons now, and these kids were babies when the show started. And so it's crazy to watch, you know, how, you know, the journeys between these families. And it's really, it saddens me that we've gotten to this place with Melissa and Teresa where they're not even coexisting. They're just, I don't even know what to call it, because they don't interact for whatever reason. And it's just, it's sad because we, you know, we have two families who really only have each other and can't even get along for even the sake of a reality show. We did get to catch a little glimpse of Teresa and Louis's blended family, which I feel is just a beautiful thing, because I think, you know, a lot of blended families today in our modern world are not as beautiful as they are. And what I mean by that is that, you know, most of the time, like, the siblings don't get along, or you don't like your stepmom or your stepdad. And I have to say, you know, hearing that the girls say, "I love you, Louis," I mean, it just really shows that, like, to their core, they adore him, and they adore him for their mother. And that's a beautiful thing. And not only do they adore Louis, but they also adore his children, right? So we have that blended family between the siblings, and, you know, they're all kind of helping each other do the dishes. And I love seeing that. I just think it's so beautiful. And, you know, I'm happy for Teresa that she finally has that family unit that she wanted. And it's a healthy family. You know, it's something that, you know, I think after the roughest time that she's had with Joe, I think it's a beautiful thing. I do want to note, because I've noticed this, like, every season, the past, like, 4 or 5 seasons, where the opening sequence for Melissa and Joe is talking about Teresa and how awkward it's going to be to see her at the party or whatever opening party they're going to have. And it just feels all too familiar for me. Like, I'm just getting tired of this animosity between them. And I'm really, really shocked that there was not a cast shakeup. However, I do enjoy a majority of this cast. Like, I'm liking the dynamic of having Jackie as a friend. I like Jen Fessler. I don't have a problem with Danielle. And I don't yet know how I feel about the Fudas yet, because I feel as though they're coming in a little hot. But I don't know. We'll see. Everybody else, I do enjoy. I mean, I've always liked Dolores. I've always liked Jennifer. I've always liked, I don't want to say I've always loved Marge. I think she's a shit stirrer, which is nice. And I have had her on this podcast, so I obviously do adore her. But I think that she does, you know, involve herself a little too much in the drama, which, you know, granted, is probably her job. But for the majority, I love this cast. But I think the dynamic between Melissa and Teresa, I was really expecting it to change this last, you know, reunion. I thought that was just a horrible reunion. And I don't know. I've heard Andy say things about how this cast is not going to be sustainable. And that worries me, that this season's going to be tough to get through. But, you know, we'll see. So I want you all to take note, because when we had the sit down between Marge and Jen Fessler at Jen Fessler's house, Jen wanted to basically mediate some sort of a reconciliation between Teresa and Marge, because they did not leave it on great terms last year. And Marge was very adamant, "I do not want to talk about Teresa, and I can't stand that you know, but it wasn't like, "I don't want to talk about Teresa, and I don't want you to talk about Teresa." And so that to me, in a first episode, is a big no-no. And that's kind of, you're already creating a division. You know, there shouldn't, and I get it. Teresa's side is very, you know, it's Teresa's side is powerful in a way that Teresa is the long-lasting OG, so I get it. Jen Fessler is trying to bring everyone together for the sake of the show. Granted, you know, it might be a little too soon. I don't know. All I'm going to say is that I believe Marge is very much so cementing herself on a certain side, and we don't like that in a housewife. It never leads it never leads to any sort of, you know, conclusion or happy conclusion, I should say. And so I'm not going to like that outcome. And I can already tell you guys right now that I'm not going to like that divide. And we even saw that in the, you know, in the season reel for the trailer. So I think it's not going to play out well. So we fast forward to the end of the episode where we have Jen Fester's surprise party. Lots of things come out at this surprise party, or lots of plot lines start to brew. So what's interesting to me is to hear about a sit down that was prior to the reunion. Now, I'm sure producers probably did not like that. And I can't imagine if I was a producer, I wouldn't like hearing that, because one, that means that whatever you were saying at the reunion was premeditated and precalculated, which is not something that producers and just production in general want from a reunion. They want you to be caught off guard. They want the real raw reactions. So having a sit down prior to the reunion that's not only a sit down amongst a separate division of the cast, but it's also a sit down in general, I think that's a big no-no. And it sends off alarm bells in my mind that, like, you know, there were divisions trying to be made early on, which is just not going to be cohesive for a Housewives show. This is an ensemble cast. We all have to remember this. And we can't be having these moments where we create divisions and say, we're going to go after Teresa, or we're going to go after Jen, or we're going to go after Marge. It goes the same way for the other side. I think that that's totally unhealthy, and that's not going to work in the long run. So that upset me, because that made me feel like everything that was said at the reunion was completely premeditated, and I don't like that. I don't like anybody going into the reunion leveraged or having anything against somebody. I think that that real raw emotion needs to come out, you know, in time and not premeditated. Prior to the party, we have Jen and Teresa in the car together, and they are sharing this rumor that is out there about John Fuda, which, by the way, it was on social media, but apparently, you know, it was all over social media. I did not see this rumor beforehand, and I don't know. To be honest, I think it's bogus, and I think it's stupid. And I'm like, is this really how we're going to start a Jersey season, with another rumor that makes no sense and is super baseless? It's not how I want to start a season. Granted, this episode was great. I will say that. I loved this premiere, and I thought it was a great, strong premiere. But is this really how we're going to start the season, with another rumor? Because this is just not going to lead anywhere. Because Teresa is going to throw it out there, and then she's going to say, I heard a rumor, but I'm not the one who created the rumor. I just heard the rumor. I can't stand that. It's so annoying. It's the worst plot line ever. So I really hope that that doesn't lead the entire season. I hope that that's just a sprinkling, and that we're not going to dive into that any further, because that is, in my mind, completely bogus. So then we have our first scene with the guys. Now we have John Fuda. We have basically everybody except Louis and Frank Sr., which I just want to say, I want to mention that the reunion last year where we had Frank Sr., who was about to share something about Frankie, but then refrained from doing so. I initially thought it was because there was some sort of animosity there. But in reality, the animosity was actually towards the other side of the couch, like not Teresa's side of the couch, but the side of the couches that Frank was sitting on, which is a very interesting thing to point out. And I don't know where we go from here with that. I don't know if there was any sort of reconciliation there, but it's interesting, because that's not how I was expecting, you know, that to go. But I think at the end of the day, that just shows that, you know, blood runs deep in Jersey, and the loyalty runs deep is really what I'm trying to say. And so I was kind of shocked by that, because I was not expecting Frank to stand on Teresa's side, but we didn't know about the sit down. So how are we supposed to know that? Anyways. So the guys start to kind of ball bust Polly a little bit, right? Because he's friends with Louis, and I think it escalated quickly, and it didn't go well. And I have to say, you know, while I do like having the husbands on Jersey, I think it's interesting to have so much involvement with the gentleman that it becomes too much and too messy. And I think that it's a little bit too much, you know, having the guys so involved. And we've seen this on other franchises, but, you know, like having solo scenes with the guys, it's a lot. And I really hope that that's not the leading point of the season either, because there's so much to dive into with these ladies that I can't imagine focusing a whole season on the guys fighting. And I really hope that Polly and John have made up, because that was just a ridiculous, you know, argument to start. I mean, over basically a friendship that Polly has with Louis, and John doesn't like that. That's what it seemed like, a pissing contest, in my opinion. Before we finish out this episode, I just want to share something that was on Instagram last night, and it was a press release that was set forth by John Fuda last night, ahead of last night's premiere. And I'll read it to you. So it says, John Fuda responds to New Jersey castmates' attempt to disparage his character. John Fuda, esteemed entrepreneur and philanthropist, has issued a statement in response to recent attempts by his fellow castmates on The Real Housewives of New Jersey to bring up his past in an effort to cast him in a negative light. In recent episodes of New Jersey, certain cast members have resorted to dredging up Mr. Fuda's past in an apparent attempt to discredit him and undermine his reputation. Despite these efforts, Mr. Fuda remains steadfast in his commitment to integrity, honesty, and personal growth. This is a quote. While I am not proud of every aspect of my history, I have worked tirelessly to overcome challenges and strive for a better future. I refuse to be defined by my past mistakes. A respected figure in his community, John Fuda has dedicated himself to numerous charitable causes and business endeavors. His contributions to society far outweigh any missteps of his past, and he remains focused on making a positive impact on the world around him. Another quote, I am grateful for the support of my friends, family, and fans who see me for who I am today, a person dedicated to growth, kindness, and authenticity. I will continue to rise above negativity and remain true to myself. Mr. Fuda's response serves as a reminder that everyone deserves a chance to evolve and move forward from their past, free from judgment and condemnation. Is that how you say that? God damn it. For media inquiries or interview requests, please contact Fuda Communications at Gmail. And then there's a little bio about him. I just have to say, like, I think it's so interesting to put a statement like this out of from a premiere. I would have expected something like this maybe after a season has aired, but I think it's very interesting to put this out during a first episode. One, I don't really feel like anybody cares, in my opinion. I don't think anybody cares that much. And I think it's very bizarre to put forth a statement like that. And I don't know. The Fudas are just, they're an odd couple. You know what it reminds me of? And I hate to say this, but it reminds me of that couple where, you know, that couple like years ago on the forgotten season of Jersey where Andy says it's his least favorite house husband, the guy who like got it way too involved. This is what it's like giving. And I don't know. I don't like that. So we'll see. I mean, who knows? The Fudas could actually come through for a win. Honestly, like, I'll give it to them. We'll see. They were a really nice couple to meet at BravoCon, and they could come out of this season on top. So let's just see. Let's wait and see before we give any judgment. I'm going to go based off of this season, and obviously social media comes next. Well, my friends, we have reached the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm so glad Jersey is back. So let's get into our flash filming update. So Atlanta is currently slated to start filming this summer, so heads up for that. Beverly Hills is currently filming, or they're in the early stages of filming, so that's exciting. Miami is slated to begin in the fall with a cast shakeup. I don't yet know what that cast shakeup is going to be yet, so I'll let you guys know when I hear more information on that. I do hope they pick up the camera soon, though, because I'd like to catch the aftermath of Alexia's divorce. That sounds very interesting. So we have Jersey that is back on Sundays. Roni is currently filming. That's exciting. Everybody's back. And we have OC that's wrapped on season 18, so we don't yet have a premiere date yet, but I'm sure it will be coming in the summer, I would assume, just because they're trying to get franchises out of there. Potomac is filming right now. Salt Lake City has wrapped filming. I don't yet have a premiere date for that yet. Dubai returns on Sundays, June 2nd, so we'll have Dubai and Jersey airing at the same time, which is exciting. We have one more week of Vanderpump Rules. The finale airs this week, and then we have the reunion that will begin next week. Summer House is still airing on Thursdays, if that's what you're watching. We have Summer House Martha's Vineyard that's airing on Sundays, and they are getting a reunion. Southern Hospitality, I don't have an update yet on that, but Southern Charm is filming. We have Below Deck airing on Mondays, and then we have Below Deck Med returning June 3rd, so watch out for that. And we still have The Valley airing on Tuesdays. So with that, that's your flash filming update. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe so you know when I drop a new episode. Follow me on Instagram at Housewives Happy Hour for updates on the podcast and the latest news regarding all things Housewives. Until next time, this was Housewives Happy Hour with AJ.